While you wait for DoorDash to deliver that $14 taco from Taco Bell,
listen to the Woody and Jim Show podcast. Why, it's right now.
This is the theme, Woody and Jim podcast, friends of the end. And now they start talking.
If you're a TikTok enthusiast, you've been counting the days till maybe Sunday. Maybe it'll go away. Maybe it won't.
I know everybody on TikTok is giving their like final farewells. Goodbyes yeah. and their like tearful
saying goodbye
thanks.
To all the Chinese spies that have been.
Yeah, their breakup. Yeah.
I know that, like, you know, they said, okay, if the ban starts on Sunday, you won't be able to download the app to your phone. And I know somebody that purposely went to get their phone upgrade.
Oh, no way.
Because they wanted to download the TikTok app to their phone before the ban took effect on Sunday.
Right.
Like, that's how much like people like are really rooting for this not to go away.
Yeah.
So there is a glimmer of hope because the Biden administration said, well, for the day between the ban and when the inauguration happens on Monday, they're not going to enforce the ban.
Right.
So. Okay. So they're going to tell the, you know, Justice Department, just don't do anything.
Okay.
And the Trump administration said, yeah, we're also going to tell them not to enforce the ban.
Right.
And try to get an extension. So there's a possibility. And the guy from TikTok, who is their CEO or whatever, I guess, is going to be like front row at the inauguration.
Yes.
So, like, everybody there, both outgoing and incoming administrations, are all trying to make this not happen.
Yeah.
Right. And the only people who want it to happen are people like Zuckerberg and, you know, Elon Musk.
Who are also going to be in the front row
in the front
at
row,
the inauguration.
Because there's a whole section of evil billionaires.
Oh, my God.
It'll be,
please sit them together.
That would be great if they sat right next to each other.
And they've got
to
pass food back and forth. Like,
oh,
like a hot dog vendor. And they've got to like, oh, my God.
Yeah, I can see
maybe they share popcorn.
Yeah.
The guy there, you know, from TikTok is wearing mittens like, you know, Bernie Sanders last time. It's like, is it supposed to be like uncommonly cold in Washington, D.C. on Monday.
Yeah. You know, well, it's going to be cold between them because
the icy stairs.
Between Elon Musk and Mark Zuckerberg, they're like, get rid of the TikTok. Get rid of the TikTok. They're killing us. No, you're making us sit with him. No! I hate it! I hate TikTok so much!
Yeah, that's like if, you know, you're at a wedding and they make you sit with your ex.
Yeah!
Yes.
All the drama. That could be so much fun.
Yeah, that's going to be great to watch.
Maybe it won't happen.
Yeah.
Maybe everything's going to be fine. It's the one thing bringing us all together.
That is uniting the country, yeah, for TikTok to not be banned.
I've heard people getting all teary-eyed, going like, they're taking away our community.
I know.
It's an app. Yeah. You'll be okay.
Yeah.
No, but still, keep it.
Yeah, exactly. We still want it.
Figure it out.
93.3, totally hits, totally Nashville.
Totally. Woody and Jim.
Of course, you know, parents always say, we don't have a favorite child, but you know they do.
Well, research says, yes, they do.
Yeah.
It's out.
And there's stats that kind of back it up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's go because this is a gender divide, believe it or not. It's not ranking of order of when they were born.
Yeah.
It's, is it a boy or a girl? Most often it is
a girl.
A girl.
Yeah.
Sorry, boys.
Yeah.
As moms and dads are originally more partial toward daughters.
Mm-hmm.
They said they're also more partial to the child who is the most responsible.
Right.
Yeah.
And usually that's the eldest, the one that's
quite
born
often.
First.
Yeah.
You know, it's given more freedom, maybe a curfew that's not as early, that kind of thing.
Right.
Yep.
Sometimes.
Yeah. So.
Of your family, we all have siblings.
Mm-hmm.
Were you the favorite child, Woody?
It was just me and my sister, so I was the baby, so I was probably I was more spoiled. I don't know if I was the favorite.
You were accused of being spoiled by your sister,
who
was older.
Yeah, who was she's 8 years older than me. I was a mistake.
Oh, see, and that's what's funny too is all of us are kind of have the same birth order of like I think we're all the youngest.
We're all the baby,
right?
Yeah, yeah,
but also like we all have siblings who are significantly older than us.
Yes, that's true.
So I think we are all a little wonky in that because...
Yeah, we're not the norm.
Yeah.
We just like happen to be all in one place.
Yeah.
Or maybe we're the type that does this kind of thing, like this show.
Yeah, right?
The kid yes. born much yeah. after
we
all
need
the
attention.
Other
attention.
Yeah, you know, we're the babies of the family. We're trying to get attention desperately by yes. having a radio job.
Yeah.
My brothers and sisters have always accused my parents who have passed on. They said, they always accused them. They say like, oh, Jim's a favorite, mm-hmm. right?
It's everything he wants.
And yeah. then they proved it one time.
Uh-oh.
Because my mom used to really be into magnets that went on the fridge. So wherever, like, if she travels somewhere, she'd get a magnet to put on the fridge.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember one year I had a professional picture taken by my work, you know? Mm-hmm. So it was like, you know, a little black and white picture. And she had put it into a magnet and put it up on the fridge,
aww.
Right? Mm. And so I was like, I gave her the thing. She made a magnet. I'm not like, stop trying to make me into this special child.
Villain, yeah.
But then as she started getting rid of the magnets, there was only two left. Me and Jesus.
Oh, so you're right up there with our Lord and Savior.
And
good job.
My sister took a picture of their phone.
Oh, that's good.
Where my picture was slightly higher than Jesus on the fridge.
Wow.
So I was like, okay. I can no longer claim I'm not the favorite.
Oh, that's good. That is good.
So, Gene, are you the favorite?
Yeah, and I think my siblings would cop to that too, but in like a negative way, and then they blame me for it.
Right.
So it's like, okay, yeah.
They always say, you got away with so much more.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. And I'm sure to a certain extent I did because, like I said, my siblings were off to college when I was still growing up. And so my parents at that point, they just kind of get done raising you a little bit.
Oh, totally. Yeah. And
you know?
I think like, you know, for the older siblings that say, you're like, oh, you got away with so much. Well, guess what? You wore them down.
Right.
By the time they got to me, they had nothing left.
Yeah. And then, like, my parents were making more money by the time that I got older. And so things were like,
so you maybe
circumstances
got the stuff.
Change a little bit. Yeah. I think so. And so they, but my parents, I will say, they try to make everything super fair. So, my parents try not to tip a hand either way, but I definitely think I'm my mom's favorite. We're very similar. We're like, she's one of my best friends. I don't think I'm hers because I don't think that's appropriate. So, but we talk every single day. And she's like my bestie.
You
so.
Guys click.
Yeah, we click for sure.
On January 30th, they're having a huge concert in L.A. It's Fire Aid. A lot of huge artists are going to be performing, raising money for the fire victims. Including like Billie Eilish, there's Green Day, Gwen Stefani, Jelly Roll, our boy will be there.
Yeah,
along with Katy Perry, Lady Gaga, Red Hot Chili Peppers, Rod Stewart, and ironically, Earth, Wind, and Fire.
But that's a killer bill.
Yeah. I guess they're also going to be doing a kind of a telethon on streaming networks like YouTube and also Twitch.
Are they selling tickets? How much are tickets going for?
I would imagine they're pretty pricey just because they're raising money.
Exactly. That's a good thing, though.
Yeah.
So a local dog rescue, Wags and Walks, will have a dog playing in the Puppy Bowl.
Oh, nice.
Super Bowl. Yeah.
That's very cool.
So we can cheer for the hometown talent, Mr. Whoopi. He'll be playing Sunday, February 9th, and that will be featured on Animal Planet. So.
Nice.
All right. That's go, Mr. Cool. Whoopi. There
yeah, you go. If your team's not playing in the Super Bowl, don't worry. You can cheer for Mr. Whoopi.
Right.
You got someone to root for.
Yes.
I want to know how delusional I am. Or, like, I might not be delusional at all. Because there's something that happened to me on the way to work today. So, I live in Hermitage. The radio station is near the airport.
Right.
And so that's the route I take.
And we come in early in the morning when there's only like burglars and janitors
on the road.
Very few
cars.
Janitors.
Exactly. And like, so maybe, you know, 5 minutes out of my neighborhood, I stop at a light and I'm right behind a police car.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And so I'm like, okay, no big deal. You know, whenever you see a police car, you're like, okay, make sure you're not speeding. So I keep driving, and every turn that I take, he's taking in front of me.
Okay.
But he's driving about 8 miles below the speed limit.
Okay.
So there's no other cars around, and I'm behind him. I could pass him.
Yeah.
but I almost feel like he was daring me to pick up speed.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And then he would pull me over. So it kept happening every turn I took. And then I go to get onto I-40. He also goes onto I-40. I'm like, well, surely he's going somewhere else.
And he's still ahead of you.
He's still ahead of me.
Okay.
Still driving slow.
driving crazy.
Right? And I swear to God, he was like in my mind. He's in his car looking at me and going, and he's got his finger on the little button that turns the lights on.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
he's just waiting for me to go around him.
Yeah.
Whoop, whoop.
And I'm like, surely he's going down to Nashville or somewhere else. He gets off at the airport exit just like me.
Oh, no.
What the
heck? And then he turns the same way. Like, how does he know where I'm going?
Yeah.
Right? Because it certainly seemed like it was a pre-planned thing.
Sure.
I'm like, how is this happening? And it wasn't until I almost got to the radio station that he went straight when I turned to left.
Oh,
you know?
Okay. Gosh, yeah.
And I'm thinking, he was just daring me to do something and pull me over.
Come on, Jim. Break the law.
How
break the law, Jim.
Like, on a scale of 1 to 10, is that delusional?
No.
Or is that possible?
Every time, especially if they're behind you at a stoplight or something like that.
Gosh.
And it's like, how do you drive not looking suspicious?
Right.
Because, you know, your hands grip the wheel a little bit tighter. And you're going like, I hope I'm not, you know, weaving at all.
Right.
I, you know, I put the cruise control on exactly the speed limit.
Yeah.
Or maybe a mile under. And you're going like, as I check my speed, did I swerve out of my lane?
Yeah.
You know, it's like all these things are going through my head. Super paranoid this morning.
And you know what? In his head, he's probably like, man, this guy's following me. Like, does he know that I arrested his friend last week? Like, I'm sure he was thinking the same thing, you know?
What's with this guy?
Yeah, like, he's following my every move. Yep.
I know that, like, probably in reality, he never saw me at all.
Right.
Yeah, it's just a coincidence.
Yeah.
But it was odd.
Oh, for sure.
And I do think he was tempting me by driving so slow.
Especially because the radio station is, like, it's not a common route, really. Like,
your
route is kind of unusual.
Right.
So, it's not like I was going downtown or something like that. Yeah.
So, oh, man.
But I kind of admire that in a way. It's like, that's what I would do if I was a cop.
Oh, I know.
And if I was bored, I'd just mess with people.
I have complete respect for cops.
My brother,
a police officer and detective.
Yeah.
But I also know that's something my brother would do to me because he's my big brother.
Yeah. We are ready to play Gender Wars, brought to you by Going Postal in Brentwood. GoingPostalBrentwood.com is their website.
Your shipping and printing supercenter.
For the ladies in the audience, we have Anne in White's Creek. Hey there, Anne.
Hi.
Hello.
And
for the guys, we have Mike in Laverne. Hello, Mike.
Hello. How are you?
Good. Great. Good luck to both of you. We start with a Get Acquainted question.
Hey, Mike, we'll start with you. Do you have a favorite family recipe?
Yes, it's probably my own meatloaf. Everybody likes me to fix it, and they come and eat.
All right.
Yeah.
Where's the bell?
Yeah. Shameless plug bell.
There you go. Shameless plug bell for comfort food.
His own recipe. That's good. Anne, what about you? Do you have a favorite family recipe?
So I waited tables from the time I was 16 till I was about 30. So I don't really cook, but we do have something called Pink Fluff, which is basically whipped cream and pineapple and cottage cheese, and it's delicious.
Oh, okay, right.
Sure, yeah.
Great. Wait, pink? Is there pink in it?
Is there what?
Is there pink in it? Is that what you said?
Yeah, Jell-O. There's different flavors.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Nice. Okay, cool.
There's
green fluff, too.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Whatever fluff color you want.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah. All right. You each have a screw you can use. Let's start with some multiple choice questions.
All right, Anne, here we go. Is the Brickyard, is that a racetrack in Indianapolis, Daytona, or Las Vegas?
I'm going to say Daytona.
No. It's in Indianapolis. That's where they have the Indy 500.
Okay.
Oh, cool.
All right. Okay. Still no score. Mike gets to start off with his multiple choice.
Is Sally Hansen famous for selling shoes, nail polish, or wedding dresses?
I would say wedding dresses.
No. No, they sell nail polish.
Yep.
Nail polish.
All right. And see if you can score first. Peter and Lois Griffin are the stars of what long-running animated sitcom?
Family Guy.
You got one. Good job.
No hesitation there.
All right, Mike. Maize is a shade of what color?
Oh, it's in a cereal too. It's kind of it's a light shade of yellow.
I'm
wearing it today. Yeah.
Just beat the buzzer. Yes.
Yeah.
Gina's, she's a bright yellow today.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
Yeah. So being 14% Native American, we call it, maize.
Cool.
Corn.
Right.
All right.
Okay. It is 1-1. Let's try to stay on the rails. We got one more question for
each.
Too
late. And one period of an NHL hockey game lasts for how many minutes?
Hello?
Yeah. Are you still there?
Oh. Repeat the question for her. Maybe we lost her.
One period of an NHL hockey game lasts for how many minutes, Anne?
Oh, man. I'm going to say 8.
8? No. 20 minutes. 20 minutes.
Okay.
20 minutes, yeah.
That's why she needs the ticket so she can find out.
She can go see, yeah.
That's right.
All right, Mike, if you get this one right, you will be our winner.
All right, Sarah Jessica Parker played Carrie Bradshaw on what HBO series?
Oh, man. Sex in the City.
Yes!
That is correct.
Well done. Hey there, Mike. We got a nice prize for you.
Thank you, Ann, for playing.
Yeah, hopefully you play again real soon. We do Gender Wars each weekday morning, two times at 7:20 and 8:20 with Woody and Jim. We've been asking our Gender Wars contestants, do you have to have a favorite recipe?
Yeah, like a family recipe or something they cook and stuff. And that's when, Gina said, what about you guys? And we said, let's talk about it.
Okay.
Do we cook? Do we have recipes? We're all in relationships. So, who's the cook? Let's start with Gina.
All right.
Are you the cook?
Yes.
Or is your husband?
No. Me, I am.
Exclusively?
Pretty much. He can cook. Yeah. And last night he made spaghetti. So that was really nice.
Yeah.
But no, I enjoy it. So it's not as though
It's not a chore for
you. No. Yeah. But, now that I think about it, because at first I was like, I don't really have something that I cook that's a favorite. But my mom makes the best mashed potatoes. And so I love making mashed potatoes. Potatoes are probably my favorite food because there's so many things you can do with them. But mashed potatoes is probably my favorite.
That's your thing.
Yeah.
Yep.
Very good.
Yeah.
Woody, who cooks between you and Melissa?
Melissa does, 90% of it. I will make spaghetti sauce, and I'll do chili like that.
Do you make spaghetti sauce?
Well,
or do you just open the jar?
I don't stomp on the tomatoes myself.
If you just open the jar and pour?
I add spices to it.
Yeah, so you make it your own.
I enhance. I made it my own, dog.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. And I'll barbecue, during the summer and that kind of stuff like that. Now, we have to light up the grill and keep it going for a while because that's where a lot of the mice hide during the winter hours. That's when Lucy, our Doberman, wants to run around the backyard chasing after mice. They usually are hiding in the grill, so you got to burn off that mouse hair before you put it in there.
Oh, man.
Say it tastes like chicken.
That's a pleasant thought.
I do. Lately, most of the cooking only because I am home before my wife gets home at 5:30 during the week. So I will do most of the meals during the week. My wife cooks on the weekends. All She's right. the much better chef.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
So we eat poorly when I cook. We eat well when she does.
Okay.
Nice. There you go.
Speaking of grills, we don't have a grill right now. Ours just rusted apart.
Yeah.
We're going to have to probably get one. Gina, do you grill?
We have a Blackstone that Landon loves. So he does most of his cooking on the Blackstone.
That's on the flat griddle kind of.
Yeah, my son Jeff has one of those. He loves those.
It's awesome. Yeah. And ours actually has two air fryers as well. We got it as a wedding present.
Nice.
We haven't used those yet. Yeah. And then we also got a grill. Landon got it as his groomsman gift.
Uh-huh.
and we have not used it yet. We cannot figure that sucker out. It is so hard.
Is it still in the box?
Pretty much.
this is a charcoal grill,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, charcoal grill. Oh, okay. Thank God we got a cover for it because it just sits outside collecting rain at this point.
Charcoal's too tough because you have to like light it like an hour or two before you actually need to use it.
It is so hard.
Who thinks that far ahead?
I know,
we have like, we got the special container thing that you put in there. You put the coals in there and like let it do its thing.
Right.
We have lighter fluid. We have the like chips.
The chips. Oh, you have the chips.
We have everything to make it successful, and somewhere we go wrong. Like DM me, whatever.
Right.
But it is so hard.
They'll FaceTime you through the whole thing.
Yes, please.
Next
time you cook. Because I love it. Like I love being able to grill.
Right.
Yeah.
I just wish I could.
In 2025, with our short attention span, we have no time for anything.
Heck no.
What am I, a nuclear scientist?
Yeah.
Come on.
I got things to do.
I just want to make a burger. Three things you want to know this morning. This is kind of cute. There's a 13-year-old who put out his bucket list, and it's going viral. He gave it to his parents, and they let him stay anonymous, but they printed out on the internet. Some of the things on his bucket list are get a full taxidermy alligator, eat an octopus, discover a new species, prove that goblins are real, become a world leader expert on something, and legally having his name changed to Trevor Bartholomew Dunglepants III.
Okay, I'm not going to lie. That actually sounds like a list that my sister's fiance's son would write.
Yeah.
I get it. He's going places.
Yeah. The kid's going to, he's curious. He wants to discover new species and then eat them.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Last night at the Predators game, they won 3-2.
Yeah, they did.
And they inducted three people into their Hall of Fame, the first people ever for the Nashville Predators Golden Hall of Fame. Our general manager, David Poile, who was GM for over 25 years.
Yeah, made some good choices.
Had a
good team.
And the players that he helped bring onto the team, Shea Weber with an incredible slap shot, could hit a puck from Nashville into Kentucky. And the greatest player we've ever had, our goalie Pekka Rinne for 15 years. All three inducted into the Golden Hall.
No brainers.
Very cool,
there.
Yeah.
Yep.
So USA Today does a 10 Best Reader's Choice Awards, and one of them is the most popular fast food restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
So Chick-fil-A has won it. I mean, how many
times? Pretty much all of them.
Yeah.
Well, they got dethroned last year.
No.
And you're not going to guess what it was.
Who dethroned Chick-fil-A? Who deserves that crown?
Del Taco.
Oh, see, yeah, we don't even have those.
Yeah, we don't even have them here. So how can they win?
I was born in California. We had Del Taco there. They ain't nothing special.
I think they have a few here and there in Seattle, but they're not popular.
I pronounce this bogus.
Yeah. It is not their pleasure to give you tacos.
No, right. So Del Taco was the number one fast food restaurant of 2024.
Nope. I demand a recount.
If it doesn't happen here. What's the best fast food restaurant? There's this one in Missouri, in this little town you've never been to, but it's only got one location.
Yeah.
They're the best.
Yes.
Who cares?
At the third stop sign in Esper Earl.
If there's not one near us, who cares?
Yeah, not on our list.
Doesn't exist. Just a little, addendum to what I mentioned yesterday about whining about needing a car. Actually, we got one yesterday.
Yay! All
right.
Yeah. Woo! It's got a city auto in Murfreesboro.
All right.
And it's a Lincoln crossover SUV.
Oh, yeah.
2017. Nice. It's really nice. Got all the bells and whistles on it. Paid a little bit more than I was hoping to pay, but that's always the way
it works.
Every time. Yeah. All of us.
Yeah. Test drove a couple other cars, like a Hyundai Cilantro, I think. they all kind of sound like ingredients you'd put into a chimichanga. But I haven't driven the car yet. I put the money down, but it's going to be delivered on Tuesday.
Okay.
It's in Memphis right now, and they're bringing it. obviously is in Memphis, so they're going to have to check it for bullet holes.
Yeah.
And perhaps even a body or two in the trunk.
Yeah.
Because that's what Memphis is all about.
Check the black light on the seats for blood stains.
Yes, right. Let the drug sniffing dogs.
Yeah. See if there's some powdery residue somewhere in there. Yeah.
So until it comes in, I'm driving my girlfriend's car, and she has like a...
She's got lots of stickers. I saw it on the way in.
So yeah, everybody's honking and waving at me now. Say, hey, look, it's a dog mom. Hi. Let's hope you have a wonderful, magical weekend. What are we doing this weekend, you guys?
I am watching Severance Season 2. Came out today on Apple Plus. So that is what I'm watching tonight intently without ever blinking because I love that show. And it's been waiting 3 years, I think, since season one. I think all the strikes delayed things. Doing that. And then Saturday night, people are coming over. We're planning a trivia night thing for our church.
Oh, nice.
And so we've come up with all the questions and we're testing them out on people that won't be going to the trivia night. To see if they're too hard or too easy.
Oh, okay. Good.
So, yeah, that and some drinks.
Yeah, there you go.
What are you doing, Gina?
I think I am going to dedicate this weekend to picking up my house.
Mm.
Yeah, I've let it go far too
long. Picking up and holding
long.
It over your head?
Yeah, trying to, at least.
Get a really weight lift?
Yeah. I did that last weekend. Yeah. I was like, I got to take care of all this stuff that I haven't been
just
doing.
Just the clutter. And I think it's going to make me feel a lot better. Yeah. So I'm going to do that and then volunteer at church on Sunday.
Nice.
So,
good job.
Yeah.
We've had a little stressful week with a lot of money problems and that kind of stuff like that. So I got a car yesterday. So we're just going to dedicate the weekend to having some laughs.
Oh, there you go.
Without spending money. We're just going to have laughs.
A no spend weekend.
Yeah, no spend.
Ah, that's a good thing. I love it. Yeah, laughing, always the best idea.
It's kind of fun to not have plans.
Yeah.
But yeah, get together with my son and his wife and my grandkids sometime over the weekend, too.
Aww.
Some giggles.
Yeah.